BFM.
Get up with Bree and Gordy.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up. You're my radio.
Morning, guys.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We were just chatting off air about Jacoby, someone that listens to this show. She's given Bree the confirmation that she can be live from her birthing suite.
For our show.
Wow, that's commitment.
Yeah.
I'll give live updates.
But just Bree, not me. I'm not allowed to be there.
She did not say your name.
Why is she weirded out by me being there?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on.
I'm a girl. I've got the facilities. I know what goes on.
Yeah, but I help facilitate. I help get it to that point.
Yeah, but in the birthing suite, you've got nothing to do with it. You've probably never seen that before up close.
Hey, Em, can I ask, was Mick in the birthing suite with you when you gave birth to Flynn?
Yes.
Okay, and
bit different because they're together.
I know, I get that. I'm just
Gordy's like, my mate Em's guy was in there, why can't I be in here? And Jacoby's like, I've met you three times.
Mick brought all his friends to Em's.
Yeah.
It was just a big gathering.
It was a party.
But did Mick, because I've been asked about this, because everyone says to me, you've got to be in the birthing suite one day when you have kids.
Yeah.
And I think I will be, but I think I'll be at the top end. I think I'll be holding.
You probably say that, but I think when it gets to crunch time and, you know.
This is the thing, Bree.
Let's get technical. The baby's crowning and all of that stuff. I reckon other people, doctors, nurses, midwives in the room will probably say, hey, Daniel, do you want to come down and have a look at your
seven
child
centimetres.
Coming into the world?
And 7 centimetres dilated. Come and have a look.
I don't know if I could, Em. I don't know. I mean, I say that now, but I hear it's an amazing moment.
You know what my best friend said to me after I had Flynn? She said, men describe the birth of their child as it's like watching your favourite pub burn down. And I just had a baby and I was so offended.
If my partner is not all up in there getting a great look, because one of us has to, I can't see what's going on.
Videoing it, the whole deal, camcorder out.
Yeah.
And don't you?
If they just stay up at the top around my face, I'll be like, get down there and do the work.
Deliver that baby. You put it there.
You use your bare hands and you pull this thing out.
Did he clip the cord?
Cut the umbilical cord.
Did the whole deal? Wow.
Yeah.
Will Jacoby let you cut the umbilical cord, Bree, when you're there live?
On our youngest ever listener.
Youngest ever listener we're trying to find on this show. As they come into the world, you go, hey, it's Bree. You could do one of your videos, like, you know, things people say to babies or something.
Oh,
it'll get the hits.
Oh, can you imagine? It'd be a radio first, I think.
Is Jacoby going to take back her offer after she finds out?
I think she's actually pretty keen.
Is she really?
Yeah, she goes, that'd be a moment I'd remember forever.
I'm fascinated. We need to follow this up.
We'll follow
this
it up.
Good stuff.
Get up with Bree and Gordy.
CFM.
Look, our boss Yammo, he features on our show quite a lot against his will. He's tried to tell us before, don't put me on the show. So what do? We put him on the show.
He's not happy with it when we do manage to get him on. But so it all started when we gave out his mobile number on air because we weren't happy with something that he did. He was inundated with calls for ages.
He gave away the limited edition Mourner mugs.
That's
how
what
could
it was.
You forget?
He gave away 16 to boot campers that came in.
16 of them.
Gone, limited edition. So it's been a war since then, a very one-sided war. He's yet to get us back.
We just continue to pump him.
Our
he's
boss
got nothing.
He's yet to get us back. Anyway, we come back from holidays, Bree, and what do we see?
His office.
Yeah.
It's beautifully painted. Manny. Works here. Did an amazing job.
Legend.
Yammo's been hounding him about it. Can you paint my office? I need it freshly painted.
It was bad, right? The office was in.
It was dingy.
It was dingy. Like, it needed something.
It looked like a meth lab.
So. And he looked like the perfect candidate.
He looked like Walt from Breaking Bad.
Yes. So we recorded, we wanted to get out of him how much he was loving the freshly painted office. We're in a boardroom for one of our meetings and we started to ask him questions about the new office paint and how it made him feel. And
of course, we secretly recorded
him. Of course. This is what he had to say about his office just the other day.
And he comes in on Saturday morning, spends 7 hours painting the office.
And you've had it for 2 days?
I had no idea.
How long has it been? When did he paint it?
On Saturday.
Oh, so it's only been like that for a couple of days.
Yeah. In fact, yesterday I rocked up.
Do you feel like a different person?
Yeah, totally.
You honestly believe that the painting in your office has made you more relaxed?
Yes.
So you're more calm after that paint colour?
I think so.
Wow.
Well, I was yesterday. So far today I am.
It did need to be painted.
It did.
Oh. desperately.
It looks horrible.
Marks very easily.
It looks professional now. You look like a legitimate...
Yeah, you actually look like a boss.
He was happy, very happy with it. So...
Super calm.
This is where we questioned if we were going to go ahead with this, but we tracked down a spray can. It was 5:30 in the morning, and we thought, do we just...
Let him know we're back.
Let him know we're back from holidays with a spray can on his freshly painted office. And...
Did it happen?
I was nervous going into it, I've got to be honest.
To be honest, I felt so bad, yeah. Like, doing it, and then all of a sudden, just Bart Simpsoned it up.
It really felt right at the time.
It felt really right.
There's a video on our Facebook page. You can see us spray painting our boss's office, but this is us taking it to Yamo's wall with a spray can and tagging our name.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
It's freshly painted.
Literally, like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. He loves it.
Okay.
I forgot what I was writing.
Where? This one's for you, Yamo.
Oh my god. You can't take it back, that's happened. It's legit pain, it ain't coming off. It's legit.
That felt good.
Next on the show.
Yamo's reaction.
Yamo's right of reply.
To seeing his freshly painted wall.
If you've ever wanted to take to your boss's office with a spray can,
we're doing this, it for you.
It really feel great. It was really good at the time. But he walked in not happy with what he saw, and he's agreed, which I'm very surprised to coming onto our show next. I thought he'd shut it down.
Believe it when I see it.
What, that will actually get a hold of him?
Oh, he always does this.
Yeah, okay. Well, Yamo, he's right to reply. Next here at C.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're doing this one for anyone that's ever wanted to just take a spray can to their boss's office.
Just let them know what you think of them.
Everyone's thought about it at some point, haven't they?
Of course.
You know, just... And we're living that dream.
I feel like we're really testing Boss Yamo these days.
Yeah, that's good. He needs to be tested.
I feel like we need to even take it further.
I agree. Until he comes back at us with something.
I know.
We'll just keep this one-sided war going. It's great.
Like if he actually hit us back with something, I'd probably, you know, be a bit more hesitant to do something.
Exactly. But he just cops it.
Oh,
it like a little fill in the blank. So he has a freshly painted office, which Manny did. Got to give a shout out to Manny. Looks amazing. Did an awesome job. Yamo's been saying it's made him more relaxed. He's calmer since it's been painted.
He really enjoys being in his office.
So we took a spray can to that office. We just wrote, "We're back, B&G," just to let him know we're back from holidays.
You can see the video on the Facebook page right now.
This was Yamo's reaction when he walked in to the office to find that the office had been spray painted.
Very funny. Very funny. Not impressed.
Slams threw his the keys down.
And then we were hiding in our office, which he walked past.
We were waiting.
And we couldn't hold back the laughter when Yamo decided to walk straight past us.
You guys are funny.
Yamo! Yamo!
I'm not going to the men's bathroom.
I am. Let me in.
I didn't hear that bit yesterday.
Who was that? Was that Alana?
It was Alana in Promotions. Because Yamo went straight for the men's bathroom.
So we couldn't go. I followed him in. Reaction.
And then Alana was just ready to go. She was ready to jump straight in there. The time's come, Bree.
Oh, no.
The man himself. Peter Yamarelos, our boss, joins us on the show right now.
Morning, Yamo.
Morning, Yamo.
Morning.
Oh. This is great.
Have you really kind of, you know, dealt with what's happened yesterday now? Have you thought about it? Has it settled in?
Oh, yeah. It's settled in.
Ooh, he's sounding very Liam Neeson.
You're scaring me.
I like it. I like this side of Yamo.
Is there going to be... Are you going to reprimand us?
All I can say is, watch your backs.
Ooh, he's never threatened us before.
He never has.
That's all I can say.
What do you got up your sleeve, mate? I'd love to see what you've got.
I was so angry after yesterday. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. You saw me get angry on the cameras there. Wait, 3 hours later, you should have heard me in the afternoon. I was fuming like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah, the fumes get you pretty jacked up off that spray paint. Now, what's going to happen with it? Because I noticed today that the it's still there. It's still in the office, mate. So are we fixing this thing, or is it going to stay there forever?
Oh, it's going to stay there. There's no budget until at least August.
Oh, no.
So when you have your meetings and stuff.
Like I have meetings in that office every day with people from the visitors from outside of the building. It's really just unprofessional.
Well, you're lucky I didn't draw a pair of boobs because that's what I wanted to do.
That's your second gift today, mate. And I'm going to go the male appendage just to add to the wall.
Hey, in your office area, just when you go in there, just make sure you've got a lot of, you know, maybe a diffuser or some, you know, those nice oils or something that really breaks the smell up. Maybe get a couple of cans of Glen 20 in your office area.
I think he's trying to say
you got nothing.
He's going to drop a dump under our desk or something.
If you notice this aroma coming from underneath your desk or your chairs maybe, or a mystery smell.
You got nothing, Yamo.
He's done something already. Have you done something already, Yamo?
Just have your Glen 20 ready. Have your Glen 20 ready.
If you've put like a tray of meat or something under our desk.
I'm used to the smell with Bree in the office anyway, so I probably won't.
Says you, who drops bombs in there all the time.
Right. I can't wait to see what Yamo comes back with.
Yeah, I can't wait. I reckon he's got nothing.
Right, keep your ears here.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
The boys from Bliss and Esso join us right now. Bliss and Esso. Morning, guys.
Yeah, how are you?
Down.
Oh, we're great. We're good.
I want to ask you guys about the latest single that we're playing at the moment, Moments. I read somewhere that that's about what, like growing up and like the moments that matter and kind of you remember as a kid.
Yeah, totally. Like those defining moments that kind of shape you as a person and also some of like the first times that certain things happen. You know, everyone remembers
the first kiss,
yeah. All those kind of little moments, I guess.
Do you remember your first kiss? What was her name?
I did Alicia Fuentes. She was a Mexican America.
She sounds hot.
Doesn't she?
Yeah. I wonder what she's doing now. I should probably look her up on Facebook. I don't know if I'd ever find her.
Okay. But,
what was your one's name, Macca?
North Sydney. It was in North Sydney at a park in North
Sydney.
Do you
remember her name?
What was her name?
Count back from 10. Her name was Phoebe Huckleby.
Phoebe Huckleby. Shout out.
And how old were you guys?
I was in year 4.
What?
Whoa. That's a name I think we could find. Yeah, year 4, you're starting young, man.
You had some skills.
I wish you were right.
No. He's bloody amateur.
We had my first kiss on the show, guys, and Gaunsey asked him to give a one-word review, and what was it?
Not great. It was 2 words, not great.
Oh. No, it was messy.
Oh, messy.
Which I probably would rather not great, so.
Was he was from MasterChef or something. He was on MasterChef. What was he on?
No, that's another one I've hooked up with.
Oh, sorry. Who was the first one?
Dean Hyatt.
I don't even remember that guy. I just remember the MasterChef guy. But I think with your one from year 4,
Phoebe.
that's a name we could track down. I feel like that
I'm going to Facebook it right now.
Yeah, because
there's got to be only one Phoebe Huckleby.
Because that is an obscure
it's
name.
It's unusual.
Bree, who have you found?
It looks like there's one Phoebe Huckleby.
Oh, Sydney? Mutual friends?
Doesn't say. Okay. You need to become friends with her. You need to look her up. She looks all right.
I've been to the last Bliss and Esso show I went to. I remember one of you guys proposed on stage.
Yes, mate. Yes, that was a big day out show. I think it was 2010, 2011. It was bonkers, mate. I still have that picture kind of blown up on our fridge and we look at it every day and I go, yeah, you remember that, baby?
Wow.
I saw it happen live. I thought it was an amazing moment in front of so many people. I mean, I just proposed recently myself and I made sure no one was around.
Just in case you said no.
Well, that's it. If it was halfway through our set, so if she did say no, she would still have to step off the stage and we'd have to continue the show.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Oh, that is brutal.
She wouldn't be that brutal.
That is brutal. Yeah. The Off the Grid Tour, the shows are in Newcastle and Sydney if you want to go see these guys. The dates are up at the moment. My neighbour, I've got to say, guys, Boris, who we've had on this show before. His name is Boris. Yeah, that's his
name.
He's
obsessed with you guys.
He loves you guys. He texted me before he even knew I was chatting to you guys and he said, mate, get onto the brand new Bliss and Esso album. It's amazing.
You said to me, Gaunsey, He blares it from his balcony, and Gordy always tells him to shut up.
I love you guys, but it is too much. He is cranking this thing daily.
Go, Boris.
Good on you, Boris.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, could we give Boris a quick call and say there's been a few noise complaints and just stir him up a little bit?
And just say, can you keep it down?
And then reveal that it's you guys.
Okay.
Okay, all so right. We're going to act like a neighbour of Boris?
Just say that you've actually taken the complaints. So you go, we've had a lot of calls about complaints.
Okay, so we're like the real estate agent.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's been music blasting and, Bliss and Esso, and then let's just stitch him up that way.
Who wants to do it?
Who wants to do it?
Okay, Esso's going to do
it. Yeah,
let's do it. Esso.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Come on.
Boris.
Hopefully he answers. That'd be great.
He's going to lose it.
It's a cold call. Come on, Boris.
Come on.
Answer, mate.
He's desperate. He'll answer.
Yeah.
Good morning, Boris speaking.
G'day, Boris, mate. It's Maxwell here, mate. I'm from the council down from the quarry. We've just got a few complaints that have come through just with the amount of music and just the kind of noise complaint that, you know, we can't have it in the building, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not quite sure what you're...
It's just from the noise complaints. It's just after 10. We can't have it anymore.
But what address are you talking about, mate?
Well, you've always got Tina Arena, the Jungle Girls. You're always playing them. Too loud. It's too loud, mate. I've got a three-year-old son. You know, you can't be listening to, come on, give me strawberry kisses all bloody night. You know? It's my job, too, to keep everything.
Mate, are you on drugs?
No, mate. No, far from it. Far from it. I'm off the grid, mate. I'm not even on it.
Gordy, yes.
Say hello to Bliss and Esso.
What's going on, Boris? How you doing? It's Bliss and Esso here, buddy.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
Not too many wild parties there, mate.
I'm about to pass out. This is awesome.
Boris, mate, the amount of Bliss and Esso you have been pumping in the last week, I had to get the guys on the show with yourself.
Multiple noise complaints coming through, Boris.
Wow.
Happy with that, Boris?
I can tell Boris is just fangirling hard right now.
Now, Boris, do us a favour and keep blasting that music real loud. We want major complaints for real.
Yeah, much love for the support.
I'll keep trying to piss off the next door neighbours.
Yeah.
Boris doesn't need any encouraging, guys, I'll tell you that much. Nice work, Boris.
That was awesome, guys.
Well done. Well done to Boris.
You've absolutely made his year, I can tell.
Oh, big time, big time.
I'm from the council near the quarry.
There isn't even a quarry here.
It's just a complaint.
When Boris said what address, you just brushed on right
by
that.
Drugs?
Tina Arena was your go-to. And Nikki Webster, Strawberry Kisses, who's a local from the coast. Love it.
Wow. Make sure you get some tickets to see Bliss and Esso Off the Grid Tour, album with the same name. We're loving you here at CFM Central Coast. Thanks for the chat, boys.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, I was just going to say quickly, the Newcastle show is sold out, so if you Central Coast lovely people want to come to the Sydney show.
Even better, mate.
We're right in between, so we'd rather go to Sydney.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
There's no time to mess around. We're all standing in the studio. The master versus the people. Bree Anna Thomasell versus the people in this.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Brian Gordy's movie bio guessing game.
A lot of thoughts gone into the name of this segment. It says what it is. I read out a bio. First one to buzz in with their name and guess it wins. If you can't guess it, the other person has a free shot. If they can't guess it, we move on. Chris, my side of town, you're minor. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Chris.
Morning.
What have you got, Chris? Any smack talk for Bree?
No, I'll just give it my best shot. I've seen a lot of movies. I'm a bit of a movie buff. Let's see how it goes.
All right.
Well, I'm a movie expert.
You let the movies do the talking.
Let's do it,
Here
Chris.
Here we go. First bio. It's 1964. There's a brash new personality to burst onto the scene. Bold and outspoken, he cuts an entirely new image for African Americans in sport with his proud public self-confidence, with his unapologetic belief.
This is going to be a guess. Is it Ali?
Ali is correct.
Yes. 2 points on the board, Ray. That's right. That's what it is.
Haven't Ali. Even seen the film.
Haven't you? Well, if you know who Ali is.
I know. Well, that's what I was kind of getting at.
Who plays Ali?
It's Will Smith.
Yes, movie from 2002. One of his best performances.
No.
Could do bonus points.
One down. Come on.
Let's go to Jess in Morissette this morning. Morning, Jess.
Morning, Jess.
Morning, guys.
All right, you got this, girl. Come on.
Thanks, Gordy.
Here we go.
I'm on your side, Bree. I'm back a winner here. All right, here we go. When Charles Lee Ray needs to get a quick escape from cop Mike Norris, he takes his soul and buries it into a playful, seemingly good doll. Little does he know, a little boy by the name of Andy Barclay will be the new owner of him soon to come.
Bree.
Bree's buzzed in. It's tense. If you get this, you win the day.
Oh, no. Oh, no, now I'm confused.
I need three. Two.
Toy Story 2?
Incorrect. Jess, you get a free crack.
I wouldn't have a clue.
No okay, idea. So we keep okay, going. We keep Excellent. Playing. Charles confides in Andy while he commits to numerous murders. Once the adults accept Andy's story as truth, it is too late. Chucky is on a rampage.
Chucky
Child's Play is correct. I had to really give you the end bit there just to get it
I've
over
never
the line.
Seen it. Did you know that one, Jess? I had no idea.
No.
Yeah. Chucky Child's Play, guys. It's one of the biggest horror movies ever made.
I hate
horror
movies.
You don't like horror movies. Okay. Well, you've won the day, so congratulations.
Yeah, I'm not all that happy with that one. I'll be happy if I get this one.
Katrina's in my side of town. Boy, boy. Morning, Katrina.
Morning.
Morning.
Let's do
How
this.
How are you going?
We're well. We're
well.
Very well.
You're not going to be well in a minute.
We need to stump. We need to stump right here.
All right.
Here we go, guys. Last one wins the whole thing. Back when the Earth was being overrun by glaciers and animals were scurrying to save themselves, Katrina is
Whoa!
In.
Whoa!
I'm
going to
go Ice Age.
She's coming at the end. She's got Ice Age. She's got Ice Age at the end there.
Whatever, Katrina. Nah, good from you. That was impressive.
So
that was
Bree,
impressive.
You win the day.
Okay, I'm still happy with that.
Yeah, best
I'll let
of
Katrina
three.
Have one. You got to throw the people a bone every now and then,
but
you know?
Katrina, you've got to let them feel good.
Yeah.
They won't come back.
I know. Or else it's just pointless.
Just to let you know that I knew Chucky as well.
Oh, so. You did you?
Yeah.
I reckon Katrina could take you if she played all three.
Oh, you know, people.
I reckon I could.
Oh, people think a lot of things.
Keep Katrina's details. We're going to put that to the test at some point. Katrina, you'll love this being on our side of town. We've got tickets to Paradiso Edelong.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
For the brand new movie Pork Pie. So that'll be just up the road from you. But it's a trio of outlaws, a frenzy of cops, New Zealand and a mini Pork Pie in cinemas May 4th.
You know how much I cop from this game?
What?
In the street, people yelling out at me, I can take you in movie bio guessing game.
We've done a live version before out on the street, remember?
We
at
did.
Crown Plaza
and
in
I
Terrigal.
Choked.
You did choke.
I did.
You did. It is back next week.
But it's right here, right now. That's
what
counts.
Matters.
This is what matters.
When you do it in front of the masses. You know?
Exactly.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. There's a guy in New York City. Now, this guy's on a mission to flush his cremated mate, the remains of his friend. He wants to flush his lifelong friend, a plumber, this guy is, down ballpark toilets right across America because he loved baseball.
Oh, so at baseball parks across America.
He loved baseball and he was a plumber, so he sees the two going hand in hand. So he thinks if he can flush his mate's ashes down the toilet, his mate's happy.
Okay, I see the connection.
There's a few little rules that are involved as well.
Like what?
So the game has to be live. So it has to be at a live game. You can't just go to the ballpark and flush his mate down the toilet. The game's got to be on. It's
gotcha.
A part of the
ceremony. Oh, well,
the
that
ceremony.
Makes a big difference.
It's a part of the ceremony. But,
okay.
So this guy's name's Tom McDonald. His best mate's name is Roy, who's passed away. And the two, they've been baseball fans forever. They've been kids. They've been friends since they were kids. But, yeah, I mean, he's managed to do it so far over 16 stadiums in the States.
You know what else is that? It's that it's kind of like a nice send-off as well. Like it's kind of like him getting to say goodbye to that person, you know?
Each and every time that he does it.
Like a celebration of that guy's life.
Is it bizarre? The bizarre thing for me is the toilet. Because
but
you're
he's
essentially
a plumber. So I get it's kind of funny. And by the sounds of it, his mate probably would have thought it was funny too.
I'm sure this is something they would have pre-agreed to, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Maybe.
Surely.
You'd hope
his
so.
Roy's parents wouldn't be cool with it, had he not, would he?
Yeah, true.
So he's on a mission to get it done. He's hit up 16 so far. He's still got a fair few more to go to reach his mission. But we put it out there, 13, 12, 16, some of the, you know, where do you store these ashes when you're done with
them? Yeah, what have you done with them?
I remember when I had to pick up my granddad. I went with my nan to pick up my granddad. He got cremated as well. And I went with her. And it was a sad moment when we picked, like, I was there with my nan when they hand my nan my pop in a box. It came in a box.
Oh, does it?
And then you've got to put it in your chosen urn.
Gotcha.
So she passes pop to me in the box and we get to the car and I didn't know what to do with pop. So I put him in the back seat and I put a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
On the box. Is that the right thing to do?
That makes sense.
Because I didn't want to just chuck him on the back seat. But it was
put
just
him in the boot.
It's a bizarre, it truly is a bizarre moment.
It is.
And you were saying that it's similar to this story with the baseball diamond.
Yeah.
The softball diamond.
One of the ladies who was like massively affiliated with the softball association, she passed away and then her ashes were spread onto the diamond. And
is this before the game?
Yeah. No, I can't remember actually. I just remember them being spread on home plate.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So when you slide in.
Yeah.
So when the ashes.
Yeah. I think it wasn't when we were playing.
Right.
It was like a ceremony and everyone came down. Yeah.
That's a nice tribute.
Yeah, it was nice.
Taryn on 13, 12, 16. Morning.
Morning.
Morning. How are you both?
Very well.
What's your story?
Sorry.
You're right.
We've got my dad, my brother and two of our cats at home. Hang on a minute.
On the fireplace, Taryn?
No, in our spare room, in their little boxes and everything.
Right. Are they special urns or anything like that, or just sort of the box they hand to you when you pick them up?
No, we've got them specially made and
specially
everything
made.
For them. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so it's like a nice kind of thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, it is.
And is it nice when you walk in there, or does anyone come around and they're a little bit... Is anyone creeped out by it?
No, they're not, no, because they always know, so...
Okay. They know that they're in there.
Yes, they do.
So three boxes in the one room. Gina's in Bluehaven. Morning, Gina.
Morning.
Good morning.
What have you got?
I'm one of six girls, and my mum and dad had always said when they died they wanted them scattered at Wollongong, and my mum passed away first, and my dad come and live with me, and he had no idea. My mum's ashes were actually in my bedroom, and then we waited, and my dad passed away, and so we all got together and we mixed the ashes, put them in urns, and we scattered them at Wollongong.
Okay.
On an overlook, but we didn't allow for the wind.
Right.
And as we scattered the ashes, they all blew back.
Oh, no, Gina.
Who was?
And I have one of my sisters was absolutely grey.
Oh, no. Maybe that was
My dad was a real joker, so we sort of
figured
that was his last laugh on us.
Just one last little thing.
Like, I got you good, girls.
On the way out.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM. I told a story yesterday on the air about one of my mates who, she was so stoked about it. She was on the highway and this lady was giving her curry on the highway and was trying to swerve in and out and a bit of road rage. And the lady's gone to wind down her window to film her, fumbled, dropped the phone on the highway, boom. Gone.
Nothing better than that.
So good.
I'd almost want to pull over just to see her face when she had to get out and get the phone.
I know.
Oh, no better feeling than that. So we wanted to put it out there, 13, 12, 16, any road karma stories, because we took some great ones off the air yesterday. We just had to get them on air for you. So Anakin on 13, 12, 16. Good morning, mate.
Morning.
Morning. How's it going, Brian Gaunty?
Very well, thanks. What happened to you?
So I was on a three-way, three-lane highway. And my girlfriend was driving. It was only in 60k zone, and so she was going dead on the speed limit, as always.
Yep.
And this hotshot in an HSV came up right behind us. So he does a massive power skid, flies right by us, and then out of nowhere, like legit nowhere, this highway patrol comes, picks him right up. I'm pissing myself laughing.
Yep.
But then, so that was the first bit of karma, but then about 2 weeks later, bit of a double karma situation for you. I was driving down South Coast, and then I was being the idiot. Yep. Overtaking someone, highway patrol picked me up straight away.
Oh, no.
So I bet that bloke was pissing himself too.
Yep.
I bet he wished he was there to see it.
It always comes back around, always.
Double karma.
Paul on 13, 12, 16. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning, mate. No swearing. What have you got for us?
About a month ago, I'm going through the 90s. I'm watching the city and his girlfriend, the girlfriend's driving, swerving through the 90 zone, cut me off. We go around the corner. They got pinged.
Excellent. And
I could see them laughing. That's fine. I get to the other side of the Hawkesbury, and they come flying past me again.
Yeah.
They get about half a K in front of me, and they get pinged by a bike. And I've like, everyone's slowed down, and I'm watching. You should have seen the argument going on in the car. I nearly drove off the road. I was beating myself.
That is brilliant.
Back to back. That is too good.
It can't get better than that.
Nah.
It honestly can't get better than that.
I don't think it could. I mean, once in a lifetime.
And then they
twice
catch up,
one time.
And then they catch up to you again because that's how much of an idiot they're being. Boom.
Done. Let's go to Rob in Warnervale. Wrap this thing up for us, Rob. What have you got?
I travel on the freeway a lot for work in the mornings, and driving along, had a bloke pull up my ass and just was up my ass. And as soon as I could, I got across, and he pulled up beside me and was just giving me a gobful and everything. So I kind of gave some back and flipped him off, and he got in front of me, and I sort of sped up to him. I got up his ass a bit and was just giving him a bit. And a highway patrol pulled up behind me, so I kind of went, oh, all right. So I backed off.
Yep.
I'm looking at old mate in front of me, and he's looking in his side mirror trying to eye me off, and he had a can of drink in his hand, and I went, this bloke's going to try and throw this. I can see it now. I'm in a work truck, so he couldn't see behind me. And as he's let the can go out of his window and tried to throw it at me, I just jumped into the middle lane, and it bounced off the highway patrol's
windshield. Yeah, Rob!
You can't get better than that.
Brilliant.
Oh, well done.
That's a good story.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. There'd be a lot of people around the country that a hex debt is a reality for. And I'm one of those people. I went to university. I've got a fairly hefty, big hex debt.
For anyone that doesn't know what a hex debt is, you sign up to uni.
Yes.
And you agree to pay it back once you get a full-time job and earn a certain amount of money.
And the threshold currently is $55,874 a year. So until you earn over that amount of money, you technically don't have to start paying it back. But the Malcolm Turnbull government have released recently that the changes are going to be coming in where that's going to be lowered to $42,000.
And why? They said, what's the benefit to bringing it down?
Well, it's forcing people to pay the money off sooner. Obviously.
Isn't
which
that
a lot,
good thing?
Yeah, but you need to think about, if you're earning $42,000, that's obviously before tax. And then once tax is taken out of that, and then you get whacked with the big kind of chunk of money taken out for hex, you're going to be left with living off nothing.
So does this only affect those people that were under the $55,000
exactly
mark?
Exactly right. So
if you're earning over 55, it doesn't affect you.
No, because
anyway.
You're already having to pay it back.
Right.
So it's going to see almost 200,000 extra graduates be brought into this scheme that they'll have to start paying it back.
What the hex?
You're an idiot. It's a massive change, and they're also looking at rising the student fees to 8%.
So, but you said this affected you directly. How does this affect? Because you said you've seen changes in your hex over the last couple of weeks.
To be honest, I've been looking into my hex debt a lot recently. I graduated uni quite a number of years ago, but I've only started paying it back in the last couple of years just because I thought I better start paying this back or else it's going to get on top of me. And
is there interest?
This is the thing that I never knew, right? And it's kind of made me a little bit, well, I'm angry at myself because I probably should have known this, but I've spoken to a lot of other people who have a hex debt and they don't know this either. But the government don't call it interest, and so I better be careful here. Technically, it's not interest, but what happens is that it's called an index. So every half a year, so on June the 1st, the government will raise the price of your course if you haven't paid it off. So say I did a course in 2014 and I paid $800 for that course. If I haven't paid it by 2017 and that course is now $950, they'll charge me that amount.
The new amount.
So
okay.
For inflation.
Right.
But I didn't do the course this year. That costs the government however much. I did it back in 2013. So why shouldn't I should have to pay that amount? It really annoyed me that they don't make that as well known as what it should be, I think. Because I've spoken to quite a few people and they don't realise that. So mine, I figured out because I hadn't paid it off for, hadn't paid anything off for quite a number of years. I think I now have an extra $5,000.
To pay?
To pay on my hex debt.
I stand by my what the hex comment.
Which is really disappointing to me.
$5,000?
Yeah.
God.
Which is super disappointing. And I think the thing that disappoints me the most about these changes is that it's going to really scare a lot of people from going to uni, because if they're going to slog people at $42,000 and you have to start paying it back, a lot of people won't be able to live.
It's just too much.
It's just too much, yeah. You know. And then there's people like nurses are the ones that really get to me. Like these people who are going to uni and they do quite a big degree and they want to help people. And when they get out of uni, because you don't get paid hardly anything as a nurse, it takes you 10 years to pay off your debt.
Just do what that dodgy doctor did on the coast and just lie about your degree and work for 10 plus years. I mean, that is a that is an option that sounds cheaper.
I know.
Highly illegal. Also cheaper.
Very much cheaper. But it annoys me too, because Malcolm Turnbull and all these people that are currently in government, they never had to pay for uni, did they?
Right.
Because back in the day, Gough Whitlam, it was all free. It was all good. Good times. Mm. Like, I get that there's a problem and people aren't paying these fees back, and some people never, because they can't get a job that earns over $55,000. That's reality these days. And I get that there's a problem, but I don't know if this is the answer.
Let's get to the number, 13, 12, 16. What are we looking for from the people this morning?
I want to know, I want to hear from people that have a hex debt or might be going to uni right now. How does this affect you? Or maybe you were thinking about going to uni. Is this going to deter you from going to uni?
Oh, it definitely put me off.
You were never going to uni.
That, and I didn't have the intelligence to go through the course. So, no, I worked out with radio pretty early that I wanted to do it and that I didn't necessarily need uni to get there. And that was one of the greatest days of my life, because after school, I was done with the education kind of stuff.
And that's fair enough. And that's a lot of people are like that. And they're still, you know, a lot of people are super successful and killing
and
it.
And in trades and all that sort of stuff as well. All right, 13, 12, 16 is our number. Your calls are next.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM. In the news at the moment are the Turnbull government's changes to the hex debt for uni students.
When's it kick in?
I'm not too sure. I think it's pretty soon, actually.
Okay.
But, yeah, so the changes that they're going to be implementing are, instead of having to start paying back your hex debt after uni at the threshold of $55,874, they're now bringing that down. It originally was going to be $55,000. Mm-hmm. That's what the original legislation said. But now, 52, sorry, and now they're saying 42, which is a massive jump. And if you're earning $42,000 a year,
paying rent,
you're already struggling to live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll never be able to buy a home. Like, and then now you have to be slugged with this.
Does it give you a rough percentage of how much of that is per week? Or it depends on the size of your hex debt, I guess.
I can say my own personal experience, and it is quite a lot of money.
Is it?
Like, so I think I get slogged with a fortnight, about $326, I want to say.
Okay. So about $150 a week.
And to be honest, that's a lot of money for me. Like, being a single person, I pay my own rent. Like, it is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money for
anyone.
And
I struggle to pay. Like, I struggle to keep up with that. And to be honest, when they're slugging you with not interest, they call it index, every June 1st for inflation, so they add money onto your hex debt every year, I'm never going to be able to pay it back.
You should probably move out of that $500 a week.
It's not
holiday,
that much.
Holiday apartment in Terrigal.
It's not that
just
much.
To help. Louise in Woi Woi. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're well.
How does this affect you, Louise?
Well, I've got two children, a daughter and a son, both at uni. My daughter's already graduated master's in psychology and her psychology degree, and now she's doing master's. My son is fifth year engineering. The first bill that I got for my daughter for uni, and I looked at it and I thought, holy crap, she's going to have to pay this for the next 4 years. And then after that master's, my husband and I decided we paid it for her. We've paid all our children's, both our children's full uni fees. My son's at about $50,000 I've paid for him, and my daughter about $40,000, $45,000, because I didn't want to be exactly how you are now, because life is hard now.
It is. And Louise, to be honest, that is so amazing that you guys have that option to do that for your kids. But then you know what also pisses me off, Louise, is that now the government have changed it and they don't even give you that much of a benefit if you pay it up front. They used to give you a discount and now they don't.
Yep. That's exactly right. Well, I've just paid my son's ones now because he's 50. I've just paid it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying to me, Mum, you've got to pay it because if you don't, I said, I know, mate. And I was just
I was freaking out because I never went to uni, so I wanted my children to have a good education, and because life is harder now than when my husband and I were young. We wanted them to have a good education, and I said to them, if you go to uni, pass all your exams, do well, we'll pay your uni fees because we have to do it. My husband and I have struggled to do it, but I know now I don't want them being like you, and I feel so sorry for you because it's so hard. And I thought, I know it's hard enough them just having part-time jobs and going to uni. How are they going to pay all this money back?
I could barely live when I was at uni, Louise. How am I meant to pay that up front? It's just ridiculous.
It's hard when the pressure gets put on the parents.
Oh, and that's going to be a lot of extra pressure on the parents of the kids, for sure.
Amber's in Kingcumber. Morning, Amber.
Morning.
Morning.
You're at TAFE at the moment.
Yeah, I'm at TAFE currently, and I was thinking about going to uni, but now after hearing like how much it's going to cost and stuff like that, it's just hard to get because you're trying to buy a house, you're trying to get by, you're just trying to make a living, and you can't even afford to educate yourself.
It puts you 10 years behind everyone else that doesn't go to uni and potentially gets a job in the workforce.
What are you studying at TAFE?
I'm studying travel at the moment. I'm only 17, and like I don't believe that we should be worrying about this at that age. Like we've been stressed about money since we were 14 years old. Like our generation is the generation that has been getting jobs when we were 13 years old, working since then and being stressed about money ever since, and we will be for the rest of our lives if this happens, like realistically.
The thing that annoys me is I heard a couple of people talking in government the other day, and they were saying, yeah, but, you know, having a uni degree, when they go out, they can get these jobs that earn this big amount of money. I'm going to tell you now, after I graduated uni, I struggled. Like, really struggled. And it's because so many people are going to uni. You don't just get a job really easily that earns $60,000, $70,000 a year. It doesn't work
Well,
like
a lot
that.
Of people find out they do all the study, can't get the job, and then that's that.
Exactly.
They're going to do something else.
And they can't even get a job in what they studied, which is scary.
Alex is in Wyoming. Morning, Alex.
Morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you've got, looking at the amount you've got owing here, $35,000 in HECS debt.
I think it's even more than that. I'm actually too scared to check. I graduated in 2014, same with Bree.
I was the same as you, Alex. I was scared to look.
I honestly, and I mean, as you said, I had no idea about the index. So now that it's even rising, I don't really know. You don't really know where to start with it. Like, you don't think that you're ever going to incur a fee like that. And I mean, they tell you about HECS and they say, no, it's okay. It's doable. It's something that you guys are going to be able to pay when you get good jobs. But again, what you said, Bree, with trying to find a decent job after you graduate uni because you're competing, you know, sometimes
you just don't. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, and then life changes as well. I mean, you got kids now to worry about, Alex.
I do. I have a little one, and I mean, it helps at the time. Obviously, I took maternity leave. I worked enough to earn the paid parental, so I was lucky. But now I'm back at work, and I'm only part time. Under that threshold, I'm going to be payable with a baby. With 2 days' work.
That's
2 days.
Exactly. And that's the thing that scares me, Alex, is people like you. Like, you know what I mean? That brings so many people into this fold.
And they want to take the Sunday rates off us at the same time.
They want to keep slogging us with everything. They've got to give us something.
Yeah. Let's go one more just before we wrap up the show this morning. Jess is in Baddow Bay. Morning, Jess.
Morning.
Good morning, Ringoni. How are you?
Very well.
Very well.
What's this mean for you, Jess?
Well, I didn't technically go to uni. I did a course through Avoca College. But same sort of thing. I don't know if it's technically a HECS debt, but same sort of thing. I did one. Mine's at like $35,000. I was a single mum for many, many years. So for me to actually get into uni was like too difficult. So I thought this is my best option. They said, yep, $55,000 a year. You can start paying it off. I was like, yep, sweet. I graduated last year and I can't get a job in it because I don't have experience. And then, yeah, they want to lower it. How are people going to live? We struggle as it is. As Australians, we struggle as it is to pay rent and put food in our mouths, in our kids' mouths, and, you know, put clothes on our backs. We don't get fancy holidays and stuff like that, but they want to lower it to a point where people are going to be homeless and people aren't going to get decent jobs. Because they're just not going to be able to afford to live.
Do you see it getting to that point? Do you see it getting to that point, Jess, where do you feel like one day you could face something as extreme as homelessness?
Hopefully not. I've got a partner and a son, so hopefully we can keep a roof over our heads. And I've just started my own business, so I'm a little worried that, you know, I'm going to be, like Bree said, she pays, you know, a couple hundred a fortnight. What's mine going to be like if my business does well?
What's your business? Give it a plug. Give it a plug.
Yeah,
on the
give
air.
It a plug.
Come
what
on.
Is it?
Dusty Gone Cleaning Services.
Dusty Gone Cleaning Services.
If
all
you
right.
need a cleaner, call Jess.
And do you cover the whole yep. coast, Jess?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm actually on my way to Blue Haven now to do a clean. I do Blue Haven, East Gosford, Wyoming, the entrance, Terrigal, anywhere really. If you need a clean, give me a call.
Can I just say, go for it.
Yep, number as well.
0431-256-528.
Can I just say, and amazing.
You can Google that. Can yeah. you Google that? Dusty Clean Services.
Dusty Gone Cleaning Services.
Dusty Gone.
I have a Facebook page.
Help a girl out.
What an amazing initiative you have, Jess, yeah. for doing that off your own accord and actually, you know, trying to make something. But this is that and exactly what Jess said. The thing that annoys me is that they slog the people that have tried to do the right thing, get themselves educated. Yeah. But then, as she said, you don't have experience, so you can't get these amazing high-paid jobs, and they want to slug the people for that and make them pay when they're earning $42,000 a year.
Should we start a GoFundMe page? I always go to the GoFundMe page, don't I? I want to do something.
What, for all the yeah, uni yes. students, all the struggling uni students? Come over to my place. I'll cook up a big pot of rice. That's what I always used to do.
Ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles. We'll all sit down and feast.
Thanks for the calls this morning, guys.
It'd be great to get someone yes. on who's an actual expert in this to try and... because I get confused by it all.
Yep.
It really confuses me, especially with the index that they charge every year. So we'll look into that, at getting someone on who's an expert and giving us more info.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.